I have to pretend like I'm swallowing an egg. That's what Richard taught me for opening up your voice.
Well, after survey said penis two times today, I think the articulation thing was very clear.
The articulation? Did he say penis correctly?
Did you hear the reason?
What
he
no.
was? Oh, he was trying to say peanuts, but he kept saying he was like, "Do you want these? It's penis and chocolate." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Peanuts and chocolate." I'm like, "That's not what you said the first time." And Matthias is like, "I heard it too." Oh, it was like penis and chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm like, "No, man, no. If we learned one thing, why articulation is important, this is the reason."
Penis and chocolate.
Penis and chocolate. It's like beefcake and nuggets. It's good tag team names. I said last week that I am back and I am ready to rant and I am fired up. So, Chus, you introduce the topic today because I'm all ready to just crap all over it. So why don't you introduce what we're going to talk about?
I'm still laughing about the previous topic and I'm happy that's not in a podcast.
No, it's going to be our introduction. Otherwise, people won't see. Now we talked about it, so we have to put it in the introduction.
No, we can just talk about your new nickname, which is Jobama.
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 Because I have been, literally, I bought a book of Obama speeches, and I've been practicing every day.
Obama
trying
speeches?
Obama speeches. Like all the speeches
Obama
he made.
Obama speeches?
Not peaches.
Ah.
Not like the presidents of the United States, the 1990s band who did the song Peaches. These are Obama's speeches.
Yes. Okay.
Speeches,
so enunciate.
Articulation. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so using those, I read those and practice my articulation. But you know what I want to talk about? Is how I stepped in dog crap with both feet this morning. I cannot wait. So as we've been on our hiatus, we have officially signed a new contract for a new office. And thank Jesus that we have done this. Because now bike parking... And we ride bikes. We're in Amsterdam.
Yep.
So we ride bikes. And bike parking is difficult at our new office. I'm sorry, at our current office. And so I went to park my bike today. And as I'm doing so, I step in dog crap. Because there's dog crap everywhere around the goddamn office. Right? So now I'm pissed off. So then I go to move the bike. And while I'm moving the bike, I wash off my shoe. Right? Because it's been raining. I put it in puddles. I wipe it on grass. And then as I'm parking my bike, I step in dog shit with the other foot. Because there's dog shit at the new location I'm trying to park my bike at.
Did you fall?
It was a bad... No, I was ready to throw my bike through a window. I was so angry. I was like, come on. Why does my day start like this? Like literally, I just got in the one shoe clean. And then you're like, come on. And I'm counting on the days till we get to the new office. Brand new office taking over a full floor in this office. No, I'm not done talking yet.
No, wait. So what three words would you use to describe your day with?
Lovely, stupendous, and fragrant. How's that?
Yeah. So that was to get you off your high horse.
Let's talk about the topic.
All the what three words you can name. So there's a company that started already a while ago, and they did a publicity push a couple of years ago, and they're back. It's called What Three Words. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to create a way of people communicating locations, not addresses, but locations on Earth, by encoding every spot on Earth with three words. So they have random words.
So think about it this way. Take a map and take a piece of graph paper and lay it over that map. So then you get squares. And then each square is 3 by 3 meters, which is something like about 10 feet by 10 feet for anybody listening in the U.S. And they do this to expand upon what you said, Chus. So if you're on a highway and it doesn't have an address, but for some reason you want to meet in the middle of the highway, or if you are camping and you want to meet at a camping location that does not have a normal address, this solution would address it by allocating three words per each 3 by 3 square meter block. Is that good?
Exactly. Yeah. So these addresses are random. Your house has one. My house has one. Every location on Earth has one. So even besides like campings or highways, even in countries where you can't even read, you would still be able to communicate an address or therefore a location to another party. And they have an app and a website that you can use in which you can look up these locations. And their new marketing push is all about artists showing off that they can have concerts in any location they want. And they're using these location names. So some from the article are some names are like joins slides predict.
On the website, they have daring lion race
or plotting nest reshape. Let's start with the good thing about it. The reason that they seemingly have chosen this is that it's like a mnemonic device. It's a way of remembering things over a longer time for many people. It's easier than GPS coordinates, because if you want a 3x3 meter square, you need to remember a GPS coordinate of a whole bunch of numbers, which is definitely more numbers than a phone number. And we all know what happened there.
Okay. I'm going to try to say something nice before I go into this. I get the idea that there are locations where people want to meet that have no address. And so, like I said, camping or highway locations or road locations. But this feels like it is a level of abstraction on a map that nobody asked for, that nobody needs, that people do in other ways. And yet this company has managed to raise $40 million, either dollars or euros or pounds. I can't remember the classification. Well, it's close enough to being all the same at $40 million.
Yeah.
But it's I like the idea of trying to give location, easy location data for a place that does not have location data. It just seems like this is a difficult way of doing it. It doesn't seem like it's easier, and it seems like it's more random.
So Google is already kind of doing this. And if you look in your Google Maps application, they have this weird code for every location, which is like 1GS capital M plus 5, whatever that location may be. Of course, this is not memorable. And the guys from What Three Words have figured out that they can make addresses by using commonly used words that actually cover the whole globe and make these locations memorable.
Can I
do it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Like, here's the thing. This seems like something that a group of student designers would come up with, because they thought it was a really cool way of abstracting out mapping, but it seems to just be void of cartography needs. And so here's the thing, right? If my friends forget that I live at Fembruderhof, I'm not going to give the number, but if they forget the exact number, look, they can type in Fembruderhof and they can figure out where I live. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I live at Eskimo Testicles Refrigerator. And beep. But that's not just that. It's like, that's my living room. And now my bedroom is, you know, like cup lighter ticket. Right. And like all of a sudden, and then my friends come to Eskimo Testicles Refrigerator, but they can't tell where the elevation is. Right. So am I on the first floor of Eskimo Refrigerator Testicles, or am I on the third floor? I don't know.
Actually, right? you just change your address and it might be across the globe, right? Because you change the order of the words, which is maybe something that might happen in somebody's mind.
Exactly. So if I remember Eskimo, if I remember that's in the first spot, there's a ton of other words that can be, I can't remember that thing. So it seems like a situation for minority situations that they are trying to apply everywhere. And that's my problem with it.
Yeah.
Don't apply it everywhere. Apply it to where it needs to be applied. Number one. Number two, it seems void of the aspect that everybody doesn't use addresses in the same way. The way that addresses work in Europe is different from the US. I just had a friend ask me about a US address because they couldn't figure out how to fill it in because it's different than European addresses. Now you go over to India. India uses like landmarks and roads and behind that shack in order to tell addresses. So maybe in India, it actually would be pretty valuable, but I'm guessing people wouldn't remember Popsicle Testicle Refrigerator just because they already use a system. It seems void of understanding what everybody is doing at this moment. And so that's something that when I look at this as an entrepreneur, if I look at this as a designer, if I look at this as a business person, you are asking people who have perfectly good working addresses to redo the way that they are working, but not taking into account things like vertical buildings that have more than one floor. I wrote down a few other things as well, but now I've my computer's gone black and I've forgotten my notes and I'm so angry that I'm just gonna keep talking about this. But from a design perspective, it solves a minority case from a majority perspective, and that's not the way that you should be approaching design.
So this is one of the first times where I'm gonna agree with Joe and then pile on. So what I also think that we're not taking into account, and I definitely think that in the age of sort of where trust is an important thing, we talk about it on the podcast a lot. So why, oh why, would I want to have a company that owns locations, basically, right? That name to location translation, I can only do with what three words. I cannot go to Apple Maps. I cannot go to Google Maps. I cannot go to Here Maps, because none of these services actually have that. And even if they build it in, they probably have an API in the back end back to what three words. So what this does is it gives a money-making ability to a company on locations, right? I can't even tell you where I am without this system, without actually sort of somehow paying them for it.
Well, yeah, because you need a translator. So this is a layer of abstraction, which is awesome. So and then I type that layer of abstraction into Google Maps, which essentially translates it, which is all cool. But as you said, Google's doing the same thing. Make it easier. Make it a combination of three numbers and letters. That's probably not enough, right? So they probably have to be 6 or 10 or whatever it's going to be to cover the globe.
Yeah. But the thing is, at least I can compare Google and Here Maps and Apple Maps, and I can see that it's correct because there is an agreement between these systems about that address. With what three words, I don't know. And that comes right down to my second point. It is a really easy system for manipulation, and that is what scares me. We're talking about fake news and how to recognize it, but I cannot recognize fake locations anymore because what three words has the power to move a location for everybody? I put a location of my concert on a poster, and if their systems get compromised, they can move my concert.
So essentially, your point is that longitude and latitude have, for better, like, I'm sorry, people are going to say this isn't quite true, but basically a scientific basis for why they exist and how they exist, and it's a mathematical.
Exactly. They have physical landmarks on which they're based.
And this is essentially just like, hey, it's Powerball. Right? Play the lottery and hope you don't get stuck with testicles with your three words, right? Or whatever, you know, it's going to be. But again, I love the idea of giving location ability to places that do not have location ability, but picking three abstract words and asking somebody to remember those words. And that's like a password.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's not global. I mean, if you really want to get into it, if I go to Google Maps, Apple Maps, whatever country I'm from, that is, I'm going to try to slow down now. He's been speaking very fast. Get very excited. But if I slow down, if I type in an address for one of these things, I can type it in with whatever language I am speaking. And I got to tell you, not everybody knows English. Not only that, not everybody knows the English alphabet. Right? There are different alphabets. There's a Korean alphabet. There's a Thai alphabet. There's Chinese characters. That's not an alphabet, so please don't write it. I know I'm very aware that's not an alphabet. But the point being is not everybody may be able to use the system. So essentially, we have had a scientific system that longitude and latitude was difficult to use, or a mathematics system, whatever you want to call it, a geographic cartography system that was a little bit difficult to use. So the layer of abstraction that we put on top of that was addresses that combined a road, a street number, and then a postcode. And the postcode was essentially that division of territories up into squares, into areas. It just wasn't a fine enough detail. Although I will say, coming from the U.S., I think the way that Netherlands, because I don't know other countries in Europe, handles postcodes is actually makes more sense than the way the U.S. does it. The way the U.S. does it is a postcode like 20781. And then I think now they do a dash and they put additional numbers behind it to make it a smaller space, can then be associated with different streets and numbers, house numbers. What I love here is if you type in a house number and if you type in a postcode, the street resolves itself.
Yeah, there's redundancy.
Yeah, and I think that's beautiful. So I believe there are levels of abstraction to solve these cartography problems. I do not believe that putting three random words, and Chus, as you said, being able to mix those words up because it's not based on any sort of cartography system is something that is just rife with problems. And by the way, if a company like this is able to raise 40 million euros and you have a company and you can't raise any money, you should rethink your company. Because if these guys got 40 million and you can't get anything, you got that stuff that I got on my shoe this morning. That's what I had to wipe off, man. So I would just take that as a little hint. Maybe your entrepreneurial spirit or your eyes are a little bigger than your mouth on that one. So, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. Sorry. This is going to be great. So yeah, maybe that was a total tangent.
Yeah.
You want to say something?
Well, the marketing story sounds like a kumbaya story where they're talking about, well, this will work everywhere on the globe and it will make it easy to navigate in places that don't have addresses. And they sound like they're addressing a problem. I just hope that by listening to this podcast or this episode, you have thought about it a little bit more and realize that actually there's lots of flaws in this system. There's lots of room for manipulation. And I really hope that this catches on.
So what I would do as a designer, if I looked at this, is I would say, if somebody said, look, we have a series of locations that, and this is the majority of the globe, that do not have physical addresses, right? That they are, again, spaces, parks, highways, roads, hiking trails, whatever these are going to be. They do not have a physical address associated with them. How would you approach that? Once I got that problem, I would probably start to look around and say, how has this been solved in similar situations? And that could be, how has this been solved in different countries who, you know, had to apply address systems when they first started getting created? How does the post office look at addresses? Even something like, how do we look at addresses in cyberspace, right? Like that sounded really 1990s cyberspace. Mm. But in a digital realm, how do we look at addresses? Because there should be different ways that I can analyze and figure out what people have done before. And that allows me to then start exploring different ways that I could map or that I could create ideas around this. But I don't necessarily think, I do like the idea of breaking down 3 by 3 meters. I think that's genius.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is what I think of as novelty way of assigning values to those three spaces. What I would much rather you take a longitude and latitude and you somehow simplify that into easy numbers.
Yeah.
Then it's two numbers. It's easier to simplify that, or even, you know, simplify it to a number and some sort of variable, right? So then, or, you know, different variables could mean different things. But I would find that an easier way of then saying, you know, meet me at 1 delta 3 pi or something.
Yeah.
And I could type that in and it resolves it because it is connected to a typical cartography solution.
Yeah.
So that's how I would approach it from a design perspective, because I do want to try to bring this back to design. This is, as you would always say, Chus, let's fix things. So we railed on it a lot. But I think if I were going to get that problem, if it landed in my lap, that's how I would start to explore, to say, what have people done before? How have people mapped systems before? What have we learned from that? And how can I approach that? Again, I think it was a great intent. I love the idea of the problem that they are trying to solve. I do believe it is a minority problem, but I think it is a problem nonetheless. I just believe the mnemonic way that they have done that is a little bit difficult to catch on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the ethical way of solving this problem, which, by the way, will not get you 40 million, it will solve a problem for the world, is by making a new system that you can remember easier, but that is open and verifiable, right? You cannot own locations on the globe as a company, but in the way they did it, you can own their names.
Well, my biggest problem is location currently is divided into X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Right. And the way that a lot of mapping systems previously have worked is X and Y, right? That's longitude and latitude, but that's also why it doesn't work when you build buildings with more than one floor. And that's why you used to have other designations for that.
I like that as a challenge. Figure out a system that is easier to remember that can keep in floors of buildings as well.
I love how we said we were going to keep this to 10 minutes when we were talking about this, and now we've gone for like 20 minutes. So I think we're good to wrap it up.
Good luck, Lena.
Thank you to our podcast editor, who is always absolutely wonderful and taking out all the stuff that you guys don't hear.
Yeah. I wonder how she's going to remove all the testicles that you said.
That is not a bad word. That is a scientific word. It's the same with Survey's mispronunciation of chocolate and peanuts as chocolate and penis. See, now that this is in the podcast, she can't remove it from the beginning. Ha! So... thank you. Thank you again for coming back, for sharing some time with us. Chus, I'll talk to you next week.
Bye, man.
Later, man.